My name is Mark Byrd. My role with Young Men United is I'm one of the managers that focuses on student and family engagement. Prior to joining the YMU team or Young Men United team, I was a community school coordinator under the umbrella of United Way of Central Maryland. As a community school coordinator, I worked in a school in Southwest Baltimore, James McHenry Middle School. And as a community school coordinator, your main objective is to foster partnerships, community partnerships that will enhance the educational process for the students. So I did that for 2 years. And then there was an opportunity to join Young Men United. And when I saw that opportunity, I saw that it gave me an opportunity to kind of focus specifically on young men of color. And once I got offered the job, I jumped in with both feet. And being the product of a divorced family, it's clear to me the importance of having a positive male role model in the lives of young men, especially in this phase that they're in now, this high school phase. So joining Young Men United, becoming a part of an amazing team, as I did this work, it became less work and more of a passion, more of a purpose. The young men, they're in a phase where you have to be your authentic self to make some headway to be received. And it's all about relationships. So after several months of this school year that just ended, after several months of consistently showing up, the young men begin to loosen up a bit and become more receptive to what I was offering. As a father of a 19-year-old college student, I know the challenge of sometimes misunderstanding their aloofness or their silence. And you can misunderstand that as being not interested or sometimes even disrespectful. But once you build that relationship and start talking to the young men, you learn that they are open to sincere fellowship. They're open to the unconditional love that I offer, and oftentimes I feel like I get more out of it than the students actually get. One testament to this program and to what I just said is a young man. He's a rising senior. I'm not going to say his name, but over many months, we would make eye contact and kind of nod, but he was not very communicative, you know, didn't have much communication during the sessions. And we got an opportunity to provide an opportunity for the young men to work at Oriole Stadium. And I was one of the supervisors to kind of manage the young men while they were there. So we built more of a relationship, this young man and I, over the course of several weeks. Exchanged numbers. Once in a while, I'll shoot him a text just to check on him, ask how he's doing. And he'd give me a brief text back, doing fine, how about you, which is typical. But the point I want to make is just this past Father's Day, the young man sent me a text and wished me a happy Father's Day. Blew me away. So, again, that's a testament to the relationship, the relationships that are built with these young men, over the course of time. And it's my hope that these relationships will continue to be not only authentic, but lasting.